From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Julia Duba. Florida U.S. Senator Bill Nelson says the e-cigarette and tobacco industries are targeting children by selling concentrated liquid nicotine with names like Skittles and Gummy Bear. And that's why the Democrat is introducing legislation to regulate how the products are packaged. From our sister station WMFE in Orlando, Amy Green has the details.
The legislation calls on the Consumer Product Safety Commission to issue rules for making liquid nicotine bottles child-resistant. But Nelson says his real target is the advertising that makes liquid nicotine, which is highly toxic, sound like candy. He says getting that through will be tougher.
We will have a major fight with the e-cigarette industry that is rapidly increasing when it comes to trying to ban the advertising.
Doctors say even small amounts of liquid nicotine are dangerous when ingested or absorbed through the skin. They say exposure can be lethal for young children. Reports of accidental poisonings are surging, especially among children. I'm Amy Green in Orlando.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is asking the city of Miami Beach to remove a symbolic enclosure significant to the city's Orthodox Jewish community. The Wisconsin-based nonprofit says it received a complaint from a Miami Beach resident about the A-roof. The A-roof is an enclosure of translucent wire affixed to posts and other structures around Miami Beach. On the Sabbath, Friday nights and Saturdays until sundown, Orthodox Jews are not allowed to carry or push things outside their homes. The A-roof allows them to do so within its perimeter. The A-roof is constructed on part of public land, including in Pine Tree Park. Annie Laurie Gaylor is with the Freedom From Religion Foundation. She says the A-roof imposes Orthodox Judaism on members of the public.
You can't just go around and do anything you want in a park, and you certainly can't affix what seem to be permanent things that have a religious meaning in a park. So there is an issue here.
In a letter sent to Miami Beach officials, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is asking the city to remove all portions of the A-roof that are on public land. The foundation has asked Miami Beach for a response on what steps the city will take for the structure to be removed from public land. Miami Beach has not yet responded to the letter. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Julia Duba.